You probably remember former New York State Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner, who earned the title former after tweeting pictures of himself to a woman who was not his wife. Weiner was a fierce defender of President Obama's health reform. He took Charles Schumer's congressional seat after Schumer went on to become a senator. His former district in New York, the 9th, parts of Queens and Brooklyn, is heavily Jewish and solidly Democratic, which is why tomorrow's election to replace Weiner is causing hearts to quicken on both sides of the aisle. The latest poll shows that the Catholic Republican former cable TV exec Bob Turner is 6 points ahead of Dave Weprin, the scion of a Democratic political family and an Orthodox Jew. Grace Rao is covering the special election for New York One. Grace, we understand at the heart of the campaign is Israel. Which of these candidates supports Israel more is the question. So first, remind us how this happened. It had to do with former New York Mayor Ed Koch?
Exactly right. Former Mayor Ed Koch really changed the dynamic of this race early on in July. Former Mayor Koch, who is Jewish and a Democrat, made it clear that he was interested in supporting the Republican Bob Turner in this race, specifically because he wanted to send a message to the White House that folks like him and other Jewish voters in New York were unhappy with the direction the Obama administration was going on Israel. Specifically, they were upset by President Obama's call for Israel to return to the 1967 borders, for that to be a starting point for a peace deal in the Middle East. And so former Mayor Koch crossed party lines and endorsed the Republican in this race, Republican Bob Turner, and did not endorse the Democrat, who, as you noted, is also an Orthodox Jew. So
well,
a very strange set of circumstances.
Well, especially since Mayor Koch has said he's really not even opposed to Weprin's stand on Israel. Weprin has been to Israel 8 times. He's been under rocket attack twice while delivering bulletproof vests to Israelis. So it's not about the candidates themselves.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, it's become almost symbolic at this point, the idea that because this is a special election, only one of 2 special elections for Congress happening on Tuesday, that the whole country is watching what happens in New York and that the White House is watching, and that Jewish voters who are upset by the Obama administration's policies on Israel, they're going to get their attention. This is going to draw attention to this issue, and if anything, could potentially change White House policy. That's their hope, obviously.
Well, and the timing is incredible, given what the topic at the heart of the campaign has become, because Israel, of course, is very much in the news. The embassy in Egypt being attacked last Friday. In a couple of weeks, the Palestinians are going to defy President Obama in the United States and go to the UN to ask for statehood. We have the Arab Spring, which changes all the dynamics in the Middle East. So there's that sort of hovering over all of this. And there's also 9/11. Here we are on, 9/12, the election, 9/13. What role do you think 9/11 plays? Bob Turner, the Republican, lives in Breezy Point. They lost 32 of their 5,000 residents on 9/11, the New York Times writing yesterday. That would be the equivalent of New York City losing 51,000 lives. It's a huge hit to that neighborhood. And, the sense that this may be Democrats, but they're not liberal Democrats, especially post-9/11.
Right. These are not, as you said, liberal Democrats. Democrats vastly outnumber Republicans in the district when it comes to registration, 3-1. But just back in 2008, President Obama, while he did win the district, it was only by 55%, which was a smaller margin than many other areas in New York City. As one political consultant told me, this district is full of what she called dinos, Democrats in name only. Not a phrase that we hear that often, but these are more conservative Democrats. It's heavily Jewish. There's also a heavy Irish Catholic population, many firefighters, many people who lost someone. And in terms of September 11th issues, Bob Turner has tried to capitalize on a controversy which has largely died down in the last year, but he's tried to reignite it over plans to build an Islamic community center and mosque near the World Trade Center site. He has come out staunchly opposed to this project, denouncing plans to build it so close to the site of the attacks. David Weprin has been on the record saying that he may not love this idea, but there's a freedom of religion in this country, and the developers of this project have the Constitution on their side, and they have the right to go ahead and build it.
David Weprin saying that he wished the developers would choose another location further away, but again, they have the freedom to do what they'd like. And meanwhile, nothing, you know, that's a project that's sort of on hold. But as far as this election, this is taking Democrats by surprise because, as we understand it, they didn't really consider this important in that this might be a district that gets redistricted out of existence anyway.
Right. So there was a lot of political calculus at play, as there always is for something like this. But because this was a special election, there was no party primary to select the candidates. The party leaders, Republican and Democrats, got to hand pick their candidate for this race. And David Weprin was viewed as a candidate who could win this, but not necessarily rock the boat after he won when redistricting came up, who isn't going to challenge a seated congressman in a neighboring district.
Who will follow the party mandate and kind of bow out when the district goes away rather than challenge another Democrat. So people are trying to read the tea leaves tomorrow. But Grace Rao, it seems as if this is a unique situation, having to do more with an Orthodox Jewish community, a post 9/11 community, both very concerned about security issues, more than, let's say, what the national electorate seems to be concerned with, which is jobs. Is this election really being seen as something that reflects the way the rest of the country is feeling?
Well, I think it's grown beyond those two issues, because now the message out of Bob Turner's camp is not just about Israel. It's about, hey, if you want to get the attention of President Obama, if you want to let people in Washington know that you're mad with what's happening, you're angry about jobs, about the economy, go to the polls and vote for this Republican. The idea being that you will never, as a voter, have another opportunity to speak directly to the president. That's a line that we hear a lot on the campaign trail.
And we understand turnout is expected to be low, maybe 20%. And when the number is that low, it's usually the case that the very angry and the very passionate are the ones who do come out.
Right. But the Democratic Party operation in New York City is incredibly strong and shouldn't be underestimated. Just even the teachers union in New York City estimates that 11,000 of its members live in this district alone. So they are going to have a formidable get out the vote operation. So these things sort of counterbalance each other. The polls, I think, reflect the feelings in the street, but whether people go to the polls is another question.
Grace Rao, covering tomorrow's special election in New York's 9th Congressional District for New York One. Grace, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.